here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's April the 3rd, 2010. It's the birthday of Washington Irving, born New York City, 1783, who gave us the New York Knicks. He created the character of Dietrich Knickerbocker, a Dutch New Yorker. And Knickerbocker came to describe any New Yorkers who could trace their family to the original Dutch settlers. He wrote The Legend of Sleepy Hollow as well, and Rip Van Winkle, and was the first person who referred to New York City as Gotham. It's the birthday of a writer whose children's books have sold more than 20 million copies, Sandra Keith Boynton, born in Orange, New Jersey, 1953, majored in English at Yale, waited on tables during the summer, and then set out to design greeting cards, which were printed up by her uncle. She went store to store around the East Coast selling them. She worked for an alternative greeting card company, Recycled Paper Greetings, designed about 5,000 of them, including the Hippo Birdie 2U's Happy Birthday card in 1975. And 2 years later, her first children's book came out, Hippos Go Berserk. She's since written Chocolate, The Consuming Passion, and Philadelphia Chickens, and composed a book with CD album called Grunt, Pygorian Chant, plain chant written in Latin and Pig Latin. Sandra Keith Boynton, who said she has joyfully squandered an expensive education in producing works of no apparent usefulness. And it was on this day in 1948, President Harry Truman signed the European Recovery Program, also known as the Marshall Plan, which allocated more than $5 billion in aid to help revitalize European economies after World War II. That amount eventually grew to more than $13 billion. George Marshall was Secretary of State at the time. He liked the idea, became its spokesperson, went on a national tour to promote it. Whole cities in Europe had been destroyed, factories shut down. The winter of 1947, one of the coldest on record. Millions of people unemployed, homeless, freezing to death, and that's who the Marshall Plan was intended to help. Winston Churchill later called it the most unsordid act in history. Here's a poem for today by Marjorie Kowalski Cole, entitled Pushkin. The old cat sleeps in the newly arrived sun. One more spring has come his way, dropping a solar bath on failing kidneys, old cat bones. I check for the rise and fall of breath. Once he stalked hares across the yard, tracked down chicken hearts with split lentil eyes, fearless, disinterested, a poseur, a demi-deity. He and the dog are strangers still, after years of eating side by side. I remember times of wailing into my couch, alone and utterly baffled by life, when suddenly a cat would be sitting on my head. Last week, I pulled him snarling from under a chair in Dr. Bacon's office, held him while she examined his dull coat, felt his ribs, pressed where it hurt, 8 pounds of fur and bone, and mad as hell. But he's certainly less anxious in your lap, she murmured, astonishing me. I had no idea. Old cat, old friend, have I reached some place inside, added to your life, as you have to mine? Pushkin, a poem by Marjorie Kowalski Cole from Inside Outside Morningside, published by Esther Republic Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of your favorite poets with their series of poetry podcasts at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Noah Smith. Be well. Do good work and keep in touch.